Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. I am Kira Rai, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
It is always such a pleasure, and I just want to right off the top say, hey to all of you, welcome into this amazing new year, huh? I mean, is this crazy? What has happened in the past week is almost feeling like a month to me, at the least, almost a year.
Well, we're 6 days into this 2019
How is that
business.
Possible? It feels like 60 in some respects.
And all I can say is those days have a lot of content.
Yeah.
A lot of energy, a lot of possibilities.
Well, you know, speaking of a lot of energy and a lot of possibilities, that's the blessing of being together with you guys every Sunday. And hey, once again, just with all of our heart and soul, we are back, baby. We are at BBS Radio today, which means we are taking your calls. Now, our producer told us there were quite a few lines full before we started, but I think there might still some be available. Here's your number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call and get a busy signal, it just means that all of our lines are full. But hey, hold on to the number, because as soon as we are saying hi to someone and goodbye, you can call back and get into the queue. And I think one of the gifts is that always all the questions are sincerely all of our questions.
Absolutely.
It's every week. It's so perfect. It's so beautiful.
We love being able to feel the energy of your being through the voice on the phone lines, but we also can feel you via just tuning in.
Yes, we can. Yeah. You know, two other ways of tuning in I just want to share is, of course, if you're unable to get through on the phone lines, you're always welcome to send us an email to request a mini soul reading. And you can send that email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. During the show, we do monitor that ourselves. And I will share that we got a lot of emails backed up from the past few weeks, but it doesn't mean new emails don't get answered. We really go by energy. And hi, all you guys over in the chat room at onenesstalkradio.com. You rock. Hello. We love you. I see all the hearts and smileys and namastes. Mwah.
Put a question or comment there, and who knows what it'll lead to.
There is so much magic afoot. and that's really what we're talking about today, isn't it? We're talking about the extraordinary energy that's on the planet right now, the extraordinary moment we're in with this new year, and this, you know, let's face it, the reinsertion into the ascension escalator. You know, like we've shared with everyone, it's kind of like we got off at mezzanine level on 2018, you know, and had a nice little brunch. And now it's time to go back to the workshop, which is, you know, of course that. So
absolutely.
It's really pretty powerful.
Well, you know, it's 2018 was an opportunity to touch in with Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. Those are the peace, love, and joy frequencies that help stabilize the lower chakras. And it gave us a little time out from the rapidity of the ascension opportunity that is happening around this planet.
Right.
We're now into 2019 and we are moving, baby.
Oh,
it's
happening.
That goes
without saying. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And as Benjamin said in the chat room, it did feel like a long time these 6 days
of crazy.
January.
It really is. And there's so much more to come, my angels. And we're right in flow with the chat that's going on here. I see that we might have one phone line open, guys, based on everybody that's on hold. We are going to get to all of you, I promise, because this is a moment, isn't it, Shri? This is that moment. It's that beautiful blessing that says, okay, you're at the start of another cycle. And as you are at the start of this cycle, what is happening is that not only is this the start of a cycle, but this cycle is carrying it with it, the energy of the wisdom that you already have.
Absolutely.
You know, imagine how many times have you said, God, if I would have only known then what I know now. You do.
You know now what you know now.
You do. And that is so cool. I just find that to be amazing. And that's the gift of 2019. You know, let us not forget that 2019 is the year of divine awareness. Well, in order to awaken into awareness, you actually need a little bit of what some people call hindsight.
Yep.
There is that moment of wisdom that awakens your eyes to see that which has always been, but for whatever reason was hidden, that ignites from within you a deep sense of peace, that joy that goes outside the emotional body, and a love that transcends words, which is why it's hard to put into words. And when you can be there, then you are in a unique position right now, at what I call to enter into the moment of the redo. This is literally a moment where we all have an opportunity to correct course. And I think that's really exciting.
Well, correct course, make new choices, you know.
Learn, grow, learn. Expand.
They say that feedback is the breakfast of champions. And feedback could be from...
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
From self-reflective, just noticing and getting the feedback that way.
Right.
It can be from, you know, in the case of interpersonal relations, feedback involves asking and listening. But here's the piece that I want to bring up. Awareness supports fresh choices. Without awareness, there's nothing going on. There's a lot of beings that are on autopilot or reactive pilot. And it's important to recognize that each of us has times in our lives when we kind of slumber, and there's times in our lives when we have a heightened awareness. And it's important to cultivate fresh choices when we have that. Because from awareness, we discover the depth of our experience. We discover the nuances of our experience.
Right.
And the teachings of our experience.
If we allow them to be. And see, this is the gift of awareness. This is the gift of 2019. 2019 is an opportunity to fully empower your divine awareness. And I can't stress this enough. I've been saying this over and over again, and forgive me, guys, but for those of you that are hearing it the first time, for those of you that have heard it before, let's honor those hearing it for the first time.
Let's just get aligned,
right? You know, so 2015 through 2022 is the ascension escalator, okay? So we had three stages of this, meaning it began at the millennium. At the millennium, when everybody was worried that the computers would blow up because they wouldn't know how to go from 99 to 2000, everything opened. There was a profound energetic release on the planet. And quite frankly, that's part of what amped you and I. It took Sri and I three more years to still find each other, but it was all part of that millennium release. And then that first stage took 12 years, okay? And this is showing you how quickly time is going now.
Yeah.
So we had this 12-year stage that went from the millennium to 2012. And that was what you would want to look at as being the second phase of the capsule. That would be the second liftoff, so to speak, which meant wherever your energy was in 2012, you were being given an opportunity to escalate it, to jettison that up until 2015. So we went from 3 years, I mean, from 12 years to 3 years. Do you see what's happening, guys? How compressed the time became. So what that first 12-year cycle needed in those next 3 years, we accomplished. Then here's where it gets fascinating. Because we've gone into multidimensional anchorship, and that is what came in 2012. In 2012, the twinning Earth began, and the fifth dimensional energy became more robust and more available. Simultaneously, that fourth dimension basically had to pick a side, and while the fourth dimension could have ascended into the fifth, instead it collapsed onto the third, because the pull from the depth of the consciousness that is feeding ego and illusion has, let's face it, guys, I mean, look at the rise in even the selfie. I just need to share that. You know, the fact that we have supported density has given rise to extraordinary hedonism, right? Where we are celebrating people that are beautiful people. I'm not saying anything negative. Please hear this. But we celebrate the lack of authenticity rather than celebrate authenticity. We aspire to that which is unattainable, thereby setting ourselves up to fail, rather than paying attention to the extraordinary perfection of our divine presence and allow that to be. And so when we gave ourselves, because we are all co-creating this illusion, right? So when we collectively gave ourselves that gift in 2012. What happened? Well, what happened was, if you were already on a pathway of ascended presence, you went into that next phase. And this is part of that awareness choice experience, or experience choice. And you went into that next phase, and wherever that took you, it took Sri and I living outside the United States, studying and living in, I mean, believe me when I tell you, we have had some experiences living with the Highland Elders, and we made a conscious choice. We had a pathway in front of us. We talked about this on our show yesterday, Explore the Mysteries, which you have not heard, go here. You can get it at shrinkcareradio.com, onenesstalkradio.com, TFR Live, where we talked about, we were handed a choice, a mega contract where we had to literally sell out and toe a party line and present that way, or we said no and we left, and that's what we did. So that was our 2012 choice. And I invite all of you to be looking back at what was going on in your life in 2012. What was the choice that you put into motion? What did you empower then? Because it brought us here to 2015.
Yeah, and bear in mind,
we're going to start talking about the anomaly.
The calendar is basically irrelevant. Uh-huh. However, it does organize our attention. It gives the mind some structure that it can use to say, okay, here's a context. We had a context happened in, what was it, 1987.
Right,
we had a
right,
context,
the harmonic
convergence.
Right.
We had another context that initiated the Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
We had another one at December 21, 2012.
So all of that has brought us here.
And everything's moving quicker.
And so, exactly. So just to reiterate, because I really want you guys to track with me, because I'm going multidimensional in about 30 seconds here. Okay, exactly. So we had the release of energy at the millennium. We had the second phase lift happen in 2012 that went from a 12-year cycle to a 3-year cycle that now has opened up because of the stabilization of the fifth dimension. And this is why I was talking earlier about how the fourth dimension had a pop or drop moment and it collapsed into the density, which has actually fueled the polarity. Because remember, the fourth dimension loves ego. It loves ego. And this is where most clairvoyants hang out, because it feeds ego. And so when we pop up into the fifth dimension, this, I'm going to use the word easy access. Two words, I lied. The easy access began in 2015. And so from 2015 through 2022, let's count that together, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. It is an 8-year cycle. And this is why you want to count it out, because as an 8-year cycle, it has the ability to be, I'm going to use the word sustained and protected with the energies of the archangelic realm and the infinite. And the only way that you can successfully navigate this is to 100% lift your consciousness into the fifth dimension, so that the chaos and the polarity of the third dimension no longer has any appeal to you. And a lot of people ask, how can I do that? And you know, there are so many simple ways you can do that. Most times, especially if you're committed to a conscious awakening, you're living there and you just don't give yourself credit for being there, because there's this overlay of what you think it should look slash feel like.
It's very easy to let go of third dimensional reality as long as you have something better.
Well, and as long as you're committed to that better, because you can be addicted to the third.
Well, then you won't let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
The point of the matter is, until one opens up an inner exploration, until one opens up their sensitivity, their energy perceptions, and begins to recognize that flow is more important than the content. The content are the objects that you interact with, and the content-oriented psychology is 3D. Here's
exactly.
A selfie. Here's somebody who's charismatic. Here's a problem. Here's a drama. And that's the content. However, when we begin to see the flow that supports the content, we're automatically lifting. We're automatically rising to a level of consciousness that is perceiving a greater depth. And that's a characteristic of that fifth dimensional
exactly.
energy.
Exactly.
It's no longer a reactive cause and effect. It's a flow and a revelation. It's a flow and a trend.
It's respiration. It's your breath. Mm-hmm. You know, living in the fifth dimension means that you are thoughtless. And I love how Archangel Zadkiel always talks about being thoughtless, you know, and that's what living in the fifth dimension does. The other thing, one of the other short, easy ways to know, hey, did I really touch the fifth dimension today? Is when you're not obsessed with your technology. Technology is a means of the third dimension to really control you. And, you know, I mentioned on our show yesterday, I recently watched a fascinating interview with Elon Musk. And one of the things he talked about was that most people are already cyborgs because of the relationship you have with your phone. And I giggled, you know, I don't have a phone. I haven't had a phone for years. And I giggled about that. And I thought, wow, you know, I can see how that can happen. And I think I can see that's a fascinating potentiality.
And it helps us understand what's really going on, because when our reality, our comfort, our schedule, our sense of peace or our sense of agitation mm-hmm. is stimulated 90% by what's going on in our social media,
right,
then yes, you have already given up authority to an outer source. And you can claim that authority right back.
Oh, absolutely, at any time. And this is the gift of January. You might be saying, hey, did you guys get off track here? Actually, no. This is the gift of January. Remember that the overarching energy of January is to see the truth. Now, that I just held my breath. I heard a lot of you almost gasp on that. And oftentimes we gasp without knowing we're gasping, right? Whoo, everybody take a breath, okay? Because,
okay,
yeah, please do. Take one for me too. Because to see the truth means that you're willing to see yourself.
Yes.
You're willing to see your part. You're willing to see your role. And you're willing to have that beautiful smile of divine inspiration flood you when you do. That recognition of love that says, wow, I am so grateful I did X, Y, and or Z. Okay. Because without that, I wouldn't be here in this moment. And in the love, the dissolution begins. Because the only thing that holds all of that polarity together, the only thing that pulls it all in and keeps us addicted to all of those things that stir up within our lives, the only thing that does that is our lack of self-love and our doubt. Am I doing this right? Have I messed it up? What if? Oh my God. You know, for example, one of the things Archangel Zadkiel says, Sri, I have to go here. We're going to have to go here.
She's like a train heading down the track.
We're going here. Okay. All right.
Everybody get on board. Here we go.
Yes, and all of you waiting on the phone lines, I know we're jammed up. We will get to all of you. And those of you wanting to get in, hold on to those numbers, okay? So here's the deal. Archangel Zadkiel says it so beautifully, and it was response to one of Shri's questions to him. And you've all heard this before, and I want to share with you why it's so important now. Shri said, what is sin?
What is sin?
What is sin, right? And Zadkiel almost laughed.
He did
in
laugh.
The response. Did Zadkiel laugh? Yeah.
He did laugh. And he said, well, if you must use that word.
Yeah, well, like duh. Silly human.
If you must use that word, then there would be but one sin. Ooh, now let's scroll through the 10.
No, let that go. Let all of those go. You know what I love about this next comment about what Zadkiel said is it encompasses all of those 10 and more.
It does.
In one concise sentence, he also offers this extraordinary wisdom that can be ingested at every level of consciousness. Because I've noticed over the years how much I've broadened my understanding of that.
Before we continue, I just want to tell you what he said.
is
as one attunes to the archangelic messages, and there are hundreds and hundreds of pages of these at our website.
And they're all free. Just go to messagesfromthemasters@shriankira.com.
But one of the hidden blessings as one attunes to that is you begin to release the earthly context judging or evaluating.
Right.
And we begin to relax into a state of grace about existence.
Yeah.
And that alone is a healing.
Forgiveness is a healing, right? Yet the comment that you said to Zadkiel, you guys ready? And I know a lot of you already know what we're going
to
say. But what you said to Zadkiel was about sin.
Yeah.
I think that word sin, the whole concept of heaven, hell, punishment, the big book in the sky with the big marks in it.
Do I feel guilty? Am I judging myself? Am I good enough?
Right.
What is sin?
And here is what, you ready? Bring your hands to your heart. Because here's what beloved Archangel Zadkiel said. And again, I think it inserts at every level of consciousness.
So if you must use that word.
Right. If you must use that word.
Then there would be one sin. And that would be to interfere with the path of another. Or to allow them to interfere with your path.
So really hear that. If there is but a sin, it is to interfere with the path of another or to allow another to interfere with your path. And that is really both sides of the mastery coin.
It is
both sides of the mastery coin. And that's what I love about it. It's the perfect balance. And it really does enter in at every level of consciousness.
Well, and one of the freedoms here is from the archangelic perspective, there is no judgment about your behavior.
Right.
There is judgment if you are interfering with the unfolding ascension or wisdom or whatever words you want to use.
This is why it's one side of the mastery coin.
Yeah. Because from the cosmic perspective, everybody here is on equal footing on a spiritual journey.
Exactly.
Of remembering,
right,
awakening,
right.
Realization.
Right.
Pick your words that work in this level of consciousness.
Right.
But the key is, the rest of it is irrelevant. Go have fun. Just do not get in the way of a being who's created a way for them to awaken.
And that's the thing. I have to go back to this, Sri, because I'm wiggling on the couch, guys. I'm really into this one. So that's why, Sri, it's the mastery coin and it's both sides. Because we often, on our spiritual journey, especially when we're young in that journey, when our eyes just open, and here in this month of January as a month of seeing the truth. Oh, I love the question about abortion. I am going to address that. And Chris, thank you for asking. Believe it or not, I have to share this. I actually was going to do a video about abortion. So Chris, I'll share it with you in just a moment. So before I go there.
But back to sin.
That's why he's asking about abortion. We won't go there.
Well, that can be a heavy thing.
Oh yeah, but I really do want to address this. And so here's the key. Here's the thing to remember is that early on in your spiritual journey, you have such naivety and there's such an innocence. It's like the birth of a beautiful child. And it doesn't matter whether you're 6 or 600 when those eyes open, it is the birth of a spiritual child. And there's an innocence and there's a sense of exploration, just like a child wants to eat every flavor of ice cream, right? And here's the blessing of that, my loves, is that through that, you will inadvertently interfere with the path of another because you blurt out something you see or know or something you think they need to know. And it is how, but remember, this all happens together. How they receive that will determine the level of the path shift.
And because of this, this is why beings get entangled.
Yeah.
Because we step into another's path and we think we have some authority to intervene or I'm going to help you out or I'm going to set you straight.
And isn't that really, when you take this to the levels of consciousness, when we can awaken, when we can have that moment of divine awareness, which is what all of 2019 is about and will be received at every level of consciousness, then what happens is that we recognize that until we can trust ourselves, our life is going to be, I don't care how smart you think you are. I don't care what your words are. I don't care what you think. Until you can trust yourself implicitly. Now, that's not being full of yourself. That's a whole other show. And it's a power-filled mastery discernment. But that means that you're so connected with the universe. And I can share with you, I am, and I do have this level of trust. In that moment, you are free from interference because you are no longer being whipsawed by everyone else's opinions. If opinions shape your life experience, opinions change with a heartbeat, with a breathbeat, and you will never be satisfied. Not
now,
for long.
Now, and this
not
refers also to those inner opinions. When we seek to conform, when we seek to belong, when we seek to get along,
yeah.
We often compromise our truth for a perceived harmony, which means compliance.
Right. But here's the key. This isn't about being it's just the opposite. In other words, this is that moment where you dissolve into the divine presence of you with so much unconditional love. These are the four steps of self-ascension, right? There are four steps of self-ascension. One of them is unconditional love. Another one is to release judgment, right? Yeah. That beautiful gift. And that begins with thyself, right? To be in union, which also begins with you. It means being at peace with your beautiful body, your beautiful life, and everything that is happening to
and
you.
So as we kind of bring this into everyday life, it's important to recognize that as you interact at the level of density, you right. will be bumped into, there will be projected opinions on you. You will go through all the growth steps.
Now, I want to go ahead.
And there will be a time of unwinding that.
Yes.
Now we can refer to that as healing, but as we lift out of that, we have to unwind unproductive relationships, dysfunctional thoughts, yep. hurts, and imprints. And we heal those through forgiveness, through self-love, through surrender to the divine. And all of a sudden, we're beginning to float above that reality.
Well, we are. And I'm watching the chat room over here at onenesstalkradio.com. And for those of you listening, you might want to jump into this chat room. We got some robust, beautiful chat. Now, Chris, I am going to take proper time to respond to this abortion question after the break. But Chris, I have a question for you. I'm talking to you right now, honey. Does your mom have any pets in her life? Just let me know. And I'll share with you why I'm asking. So I'm going to talk about all this when we come back. And I will share this with you guys. I myself have had four abortions. And I will share with you everything that I went through and understand and have really been blessed to come to peace with. And I released this in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, because if you keep cobwebs hiding, then you are ripe for attack. But if it's out there and you have resolved it with peace, love, and joy, then you are one with all. And so we're going to talk more about that after the break. But before we go to that break, Sri, we have had people holding this entire
time.
Let's talk
to somebody.
Let's start this beautiful interaction.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, let's head to line one. And let's say hello to Helen from California.
Namaste, Helen. Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you, my angel?
Oh, my goodness. If you may let me thank you for being you. And I'm just so full of gratitude for the both of you, for you share your light to help us see better. And it's such a gift, and that we could also navigate better and wiser. For time's sake, I would just love to receive a mini soul reading. I am trying to see if you can give me a better understanding of what I'm experiencing the last month or so, where there's change. That I couldn't understand. There seems to be an attack, and when I was trying to go to sleep, when I woke up the next day, since then, I feel like my state of being, whether it's emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually, has been such a damper. Like, I felt very defeated, very deflated, and I felt sad for no reason. And I'm not sure what this is all about, because I'm generally speaking a very happy person, even when I've gone through many difficulty in life. And I felt exhausted since then. Like, you know, the moment that you've been swimming and you finally get off the swimming pool, and that heaviness that you're trying to get out of when you're climbing out of the swimming pool. And I'm not sure what this is, and I don't seem to be able to get over it.
Well, honey, thank you. I get it. I'm with you. I see it. I get it. I feel it. And you know, a lot of people are having this. I was just, as you were sharing, I felt this web of a beautiful, like a gossamer web of all these other people that almost feel like they're drowning right now. That along with that heaviness, when you get out, there's also that like you, am I going to choke? Am I going to breathe? Am I going to make it through this next moment? And I see it. And as I have been looking into your energy field right now, I don't know how to describe this, but what I'm here it is. I'm going to do the best I can because they're showing it to me. There are two massive energy fields around you, and they are both very powerful, but they're spinning in opposite directions, and they keep touching each other, and then they repel. And that's those moments. And that these energy fields are actually for you to command. And they're saying that for everyone who's feeling this right now, it's like this, it's like birth. It's like choking in the birth canal right before you take a breath again. And they're saying for anyone who wants to really let go and just birth and be there, they're saying to put up your hands. So I'm doing this right now. Sheree, maybe you want to describe what I'm doing.
Hands, palms facing out, fingers pointing up.
Whew, okay. And I want you to take in a deep breath. And when you exhale, consciously send the breath between the thumbs. So, oh. And as you push the breath out between the thumbs, it's like your head goes toward the hands as the hands are simultaneously coming back to you. And you do that like on a three pulse, two and three. And then they're saying on after this three pulse, push the hands straight out, bring the hands together. And they're saying interlock, like, you know, like a, you know, palm, right? How do you say that? Fingers together, but like yeah, you know, crossing like, your hands over the palms. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, bring that to your heart and simply say, I am. I am. And they're saying that the more that you do that over and over again, that will empower your I am presence more and more. And these energies that are kind of polarizing and vortexing will actually start working together and create. So everything you need is there. It's like you're the one that needs to say, I'm ready to grab it and make it work. And so it is. And I am breathless talking to you. And thank you. Thank you for the gift of bringing this to all of us, Helen. I can tell you at our live studio audience here at Tosa Blue Mountain, everyone did this process with you. And we're all feeling it right now. So thank you, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you. I'm so ready to co-create with all of you.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Let's all take a breath and let that smile come to our face as we celebrate the connection that each caller brings. And we're going to take a little station break, which will allow us time to wiggle our toes, get a drink of water, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Delighted to be with you. And today we're covering a lot of ground.
Wow.
And
co-creating. And what I still love is that rather than just sitting here talking about the energy of January, we're living it. We're
Absolutely.
Seeing the truth together. We're seeing that it's safe to be yourself. It's safe to breathe. It's safe to be when you say yes to the divine. When we say yes to saying, I created this life. I am here now. I am ready. I am open. Guide me, right? And then I think it gets fun.
Well, absolutely. And remember that any time that you find within yourself a reaction, whether it's a judgment or a hurt or anger or whatever it might be, your reaction is revealing to you the context and beliefs that are governing your psychology.
Exactly.
And I'm not here to say they're right or wrong. What I am here to suggest is that every reaction we have offers us some information and an opportunity to choose again.
Exactly. And again and again.
Absolutely. And if we find that there's things going on in society that we don't enjoy, that we keep getting reactions, well, then it's time to take a look at where have I placed my energy? What am I assuming? What are my expectations and judgments? Because forgiveness is the energy of releasing the need to control, releasing the need to hold on to pain, and accepting that everything can improve, that we all can do better. We all can be more authentic, more happy and joyful. And so it's really important if we choose to continue to lift into a field of greater peace and joy.
Exactly.
To have forgiveness as our number one tool when interacting with the outer world.
Well, I 100% agree with that. And I think that's really important to pay attention to, don't you, Sri? You know, and one of the things that I just want to, Sri's having fun
today.
I'm winking at him. Anyway, baby, I'm sorry. I just got my bracelet stuck in this gorgeous hair of his. Okay, so I think we need to be talking about January 21.
Okay.
All right, so I want to skip ahead, guys. And you know, earlier in the show, in the first half of the show, and guys in the chat room and the whole other abortion issue, don't worry, we're getting there. One of the things that we talked about in the early part of the show was, and I want to finish this because I think it's important to know it right now. When we entered back into those 8 years of the ascension escalator, okay, those first 3 years were essentially the equivalent of a breath. So think about, we had 12 years that were like 12 years. Then we had 3 years, what would have happened in 12 years? Now we have a series of 3 years that was like a breath. Think about 2015, 2016, 2017. Think about that. It's, you know, as well, while it might be long ago, it was yesterday.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel like it was that much.
No. And then look at 2018. 2018, if you really look at this time last year, where look at the whole year. Try to let go of what density is trying to show you that year looked like, because it's like making a movie. Okay. When you make a movie, you have an audio track and a video track, and then you can have some special effects as well. Right. So that's very much what your consciousness is like right now. And so if you disconnect the audio track of density from your 2018 review, you're left with the silent movie and you get to see what's really there. Because the noise is gone. 2018 was the anomaly. It happened outside of this other energy. And that's why it was such a profoundly beautiful opportunity, because the energy was about anchoring Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda, which meant overarchingly stabilizing yourself from fear, fear, fear. Because unless we stabilize those first three chakras into Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda, the first chakra is going to constantly tell you why you're afraid of money, why you're afraid of everything. You're not safe. God forbid you leave what you've got, no matter how much it's holding you back. I know what it is. That's a first chakra holding you down. I deserve because I was born, guys. Own that. Your second chakra is all about your creative capacities. Why are my dreams not manifesting? How come I keep cycling through the same thing? How come every time I try, I fail? Because your second chakra is not in peace. Your second chakra is in a situation where it is seeking, I don't want to use the word sex only, but it's seeking instant gratification, which is what you see on the planet.
The other thing about the second chakra that people often don't realize is it has a lot to do with your self-image. The pictures you hold about yourself live in the second chakra as well as the upper chakras.
Right.
And so if you have unforgiveness in your life, if you're holding judgments, it holds back your creative potential.
Right.
Your ability to envision a happy future is in part based upon how much wounding that you have not let go of.
And here's the irony of that. We spend more time complaining than creating.
Right.
You know, if you would just stop complaining. And every time you start complaining, why not take that as your soul saying, hey, you know why you're complaining? That's to remind you that right now you should be celebrating, right? Like every time we complain, we take away energy from the creation, or we try to drop the other foot, or we just wait for it to end. The key is when we sit on the fence, we're in pain. And so get off the fence, and getting off the fence can be either way, my angels. You can get off the fence and go back into density and do it well. Zocchiel celebrates that. Or get off the fence and really become who you're meant to be. Either way, you will succeed, because it's being on the fence that keeps you unsuccessful. Until you make a clear choice, the universe doesn't know how to support you because you keep sending conflicting messages. And so that's the gift. And that's what we're all propelling for right now. And that's what 2018 was, is that anomaly year, the opportunity to anchor ourselves in our Shanti, our Bhakti, and our Ananda. Third chakra, oh my goodness gracious, right? Empowerment or lack thereof. I am trying to take power from others. A lot of dominion energy going on with big third chakras going on, and the big third, it's like the third dimension has a third chakra, you know?
Yeah, every army is running that one.
Oh my goodness gracious. Or I am empowered. I have all the fuel I need to lift.
The key here is that if the energy of joy is present in your life, then your creations, your muscles, that chi center in your third chakra is creating from joy.
Exactly.
It's not creating from trying to gain something from someone else.
Exactly. And so the gift of 2018 is that at every level and in every dimensional experience, every being had that anomaly moment. So now we are reinserting. And how cool is that? That we are entering into this final phase of this moment, and we have 2019, 2020, and 2021 are going to be one unit. And at the end of 2021, you're going to look at me and go, oh my God, it was just yesterday we entered these 3 years. So in order to navigate this and stay sane and stay in the energy of your co-creative positivism, because you really can thrive right now, what dream did you let die? What dream did you let die? And why? Where is your inspiration? What was calling to you? What did you know you were going to do? And why did you let it go? And if you let it go, was it for the right reasons? I'm not saying it necessarily has to be called back in. What I am saying is, if you don't have your active dream right now, then go find the one that died and bring it back, because this is the wisdom moment. Now, here's the key. We are all on a bicycle. I was going to say treadmill, but we're moving. So we're all on a bicycle heading toward January this month, January 21 at 12:12 and Eastern time. This moment coming forward is massive, and it's huge, and it demands focus. And Sri and I, if you're already one of our YouTube subscribers, and if you're not, please become one. Go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. We are going to be putting out our January Revelations video tomorrow. We were asked to wait, and so we have not put it out yet. And all we can share with you is there is a practice called the Merkabah of the Face,
yep,
that we are going to put on our website.
Very
You'll be able to access it as of tomorrow. This moment is about staying in the upper chakras, which means that you anchored your Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda. And I want to acknowledge Mr. Tie-Dye over at the Oneness Talk Radio. The forgiveness practice was so beneficial. I feel like it launched me into so many new directions. It did. And we're so like, yay. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, here we are. There's so much exciting thing to talk about.
And we're going to talk about that abortion issue.
We're going to come back to that. And that ties in a little bit to our soul's journey.
Oh, and the chakras.
So, but before we do, we have a first-time caller that's been standing by.
Who actually had a call in twice and still got back in. This is really her day.
Okay. Looks like she's on line one, Monica from Ohio.
Who, welcome. Namaste.
Namaste and happy, healthy new year in the ninth dimensional frequency.
Thank you, my love.
And I'm so honored and joyful to be with you. And I wanted to ask you for the New Year's tradition, a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you. And when we recorded yesterday, when we recorded our show, Explore the Mysteries, I did wear our beautiful pendant. So make sure you check out the YouTube video tomorrow. And so, my angel, your reading is actually coming from the ruby heart of your pendant that is on its way to you. And this is the message it wants you to receive. Mm-hmm. Hold me in your hand as I hold you in my heart. connect with me now, even though we are not yet together again. You asked for my presence, so I have come in a way that will never leave you. Together we will co-create, and together the next level is coming forward. As you love yourself more, I will love thee more. And together, we are ready to soar. And so it is, my love. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, beloved Kira, and wonderful Sri. That's really a joyful reunion. Many blessings.
In every way. Namaste and much love.
Much love indeed.
Much love.
You know,
it's Monica days, because the other person standing by is also the first time.
I think we have another Monica. I'm
on line two, I believe.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If that's the case, let's go to line two.
All right, and welcome the next Monica.
Hi.
Hi, beautiful one. Namaste, and welcome to the show.
Wow, that is amazing, too. Monica's from Ohio. How can that be?
I know. And honestly, Sri had to write back to our producer, and it was like, are you sure? And so what a
beautiful
moment, huh? Yeah.
Synchronistic and beautiful. So I just want to say, you know, I so appreciate this fifth dimensional connect and you guys providing that gift, you know, of anchors at Blue Mountain there and our community there with you. So I just so appreciate all of the wonderful amen moments to the joy of the new year and just the joy of the integration of the whole process. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do want to say that, you know, yes, I would love a mini soul reading and, you know, just in the stillness and in the breath for this year, that's so important, just not just for me, but for everybody. It's just like I'm looking to identify the expansion of the energy work that I'm doing right now and that I'm pulsing toward, and just if there's any kind of message going on with that that you can pick up, that'd be great. And I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we love you, my love. So, Angel, if it's safe for you to do so, either your left or right hand, you need to activate your star consciousness because there is this crystalline doorway in front of you. As you were talking the entire time, I saw this beautiful crystalline doorway opening up, and it's like it's right in front of your star consciousness. So what that's saying is it's time to ignite even more. And so anyone who wants to do this with Monica right now, just either hand, thumb and middle finger, just touch, release, just really activate the energy, because this is a very powerful meridian line. And Monica, let your breath be easy. And then as you're activating your middle finger and your thumb, I want you to release that middle finger and I want you to place it first on your third eye and then lift it up about inch and a half. And you'll notice it's going to kind of like lock in to an area. That is your star consciousness. Yeah, that's your star consciousness. If it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to bring your breath there and start making a small spiral. And what's going to happen is that's going to ignite a greater intuitive filter for you. And a little later on, I want you to relax. If you have a bathtub, it would be awesome to be relaxing in that bathtub, or even a foot soak.
Awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ignite your star consciousness again. And then I want you to see this crystalline doorway before you, because that's your next step and it's carrying everything you need to know. You just had to ignite your star consciousness to find it. And for everyone who just ignited their star consciousness with Monica, let's just bow before Monica and say thank you for bringing this energy to all of us today, Monica. We love you so much, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Peace.
Peace to you, my love. Namaste. Whew. Namaste. So, you know, Sri, speaking of peace, I want to go back to this very long conversation that they've been having in the chat room at Bonus Talk Radio. And guys, I don't want to turn this into anything controversial, but I do want to address the abortion issue this way. Okay. Yeah. There are many people, many, many women that have had to face this decision for decades. And I do want to say, and this is probably the most political thing you will ever hear me say, that I am very grateful I lived at a time when I could get a safe and very secure type abortion, that I was able to have my needs met and be respected in my privacy, that I was able to be treated like a human being. And I just want to share that I pray that one of the gifts we can all inspire into our planet is that all women will never have to face that choice alone or in horrific horror, that I think is a crime against all humanity. And so, again, forgive me, and I will never get that political again. So with my own situation, I was very young the first time I was pregnant. I was 19 years old. I was very, very much in love with my college boyfriend, who was very Catholic. He was too Catholic to use a rubber, but not Catholic enough to care about an abortion. How about that, guys? Huh? And so I found that to be very powerful, the way people's needs change. And actually, two of my abortions were with the same person. And so it was a very interesting moment for me. And at the time, the only thing I knew was that there was too much of my life in front of me, and that I knew, and I was not as awake then, guys. This was not during the awakened period. But what I did know was that there was a energy inside of me that was not right. It was just not right. And whether or not there's something wrong with me, that I never really saw it as an active life. I did have my abortions very, very early. I was in, I think, 7 weeks. I'm one of these women that, you, like, if you look at me, I get pregnant. And as my husband now knows. And so I always knew very early when I was pregnant. So those first two, I think maybe at 7 weeks, I had those two situations. My next experience, I was older. I was in my first marriage, which many of you know, I had the blessing or the curse of having to learn about partnership through four other marriages before my beloved Sri. I was married to my first husband, who I found out had been cheating on me. I had an affair and I got pregnant. So I think that was my punishment. And anyway, so that's what happened there. Again, I just felt for me, it was not the right thing to do. And again, I never had this horrible sense of guilt. And you might think nasty of me. I've had women scream at me after I share these stories. But what I knew deep in my heart, this was in my, I think I was 23 at this time. I knew that there was something else going on. It was just a deep innate trust. And then my fourth one was right before things really started shifting in my life. It was after I already had my daughter, my oldest daughter, and I had been warned never to get pregnant again. I almost died when I had my first daughter. I basically went through a second near death when I delivered my second daughter. And there was a combination of horrible physical symptoms that I knew that this was just not going to work, and made that decision. Now, Sri wants to jump in, and then I'll finish my story.
No, I want you to finish, but I just want to let you know that I want to share a little bit about the soul's journey and what happens, because I want you to finish, and then I want to jump in.
We have 3 minutes.
Go.
No, well, here's what I want to share, because I really don't want you guys left there. I see here, like, Chris, you're saying your mother thought that you were sent to her as punishment for the one that was aborted at 6 months. No, you were not. You were sent as the blessing. And the reason I asked you earlier, Chris, if your mom had animals around her, what I found later on in my life, and what I want to share with all women that have ever agonized through this moment, is that we all have soul agreements. Just as much as the baby that you carry to term knew you would be the mother of that child and picked you and knows what they were getting into, so does the energy that energized a fetus for you to have that other experience. There is no difference whether you brought it to term or not, because we are eternal beings. And if you are meant to have those energies around you, they often find their ways in through your animals. I have always had four dogs around me for most of my life. And I believe that the reason I've always had four dogs is because those dogs were coming in carrying those energies. And over my years, I have seen that. And so I know that those energies are here, and they're incarnating in a way that if you are meant to have life experience with that energy, it will always find another way to be around you. It could show up in a grandchild. It could show up in a friend. It could show up in lots of different ways. We are eternal light. We are eternal energy. And so the greatest gift you could ever give yourself is to love the experience and know that you are living the life that you were meant to live to free your soul into your mastery. And if there is anything that you should feel guilty of around abortion, it's not forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself enough to know whether you brought that child to term or not, you still have a soul agreement. And I'm complete. And I love you all so much. Oh my God.
And the whole thing about the soul agreement is that many beings do not need to be born in order to complete their contract with you. They mm-hmm. needed to touch physicality. They needed to be in your energy field.
Exactly. You needed that energy to grow.
And it could have been just for an instant in order to complete that which was undone from another type. Question not. Trust your instincts and know.
It could even have been a past life agreement, and you're aborting them. Balance the energy. So, you know, love yourselves. And beloved angels, we love you. And for all the unfinished business, all of you on the phone, I am so sorry. We really wanted to handle this. And it works with adopted children whose birth mom killed themselves because they knew they would get adopted. So I talk about this more next week. We love you. You are the best.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.